We still don't know. Amen.
We still don't know.
Know that I am God. Be still. Amen.
Brother, give me the words. I love the words so much. Oh, hallelujah. Be still and know that I am God. Oh, hey, that's what the Lord is telling you tonight. That be still. Be still. And know that I am God. Again, give me another one. He said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Oh, praise the Lord. Look at what the Lord has done for us the week so far. Praise God. Our going outs and our coming ins. Right, brother? In your homes, in your working places. Grace has been so sufficient for all of us. How many are happy to be in his presence this evening? Oh, hallelujah. Be still and know that he's God this evening.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Just believe it, that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And wherever two or three are gathered in his name, there he is in their midst. His word will never fail. Oh, praise God. How many believe that he's here?
Amen.
So close to you, standing by where you are.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we thank you for what you have done for us.
Amen.
Let's
Amen.
Us all just say, Lord, we thank you. We bless you for the day so far. Oh, Heavenly Father,
we thank you for
we want to say thank you, Lord Jesus.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are God.
Father, our going out and our coming in, Lord, it has been your grace that, Lord, has seen us through. And Father, tonight, Lord, we find ourselves, you know, at a place, Lord, but right in your presence, Lord. Father, you have assured us that you are the Lord that healeth us. Oh, you said we should be still and know that you are God. Yes, Lord, we know you are God. Oh, who rules over? Oh, from the north to the south, from the east to the west. You are that same God. You faileth not. Father, thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have this privilege again, Lord, to be in your presence. Another Wednesday, Lord, where we come, Lord, to pour our hearts, Lord, to bring, Lord, our request before you. Oh, to seek your grace, to seek your presence, Lord. Oh, to ask, oh, Lord Jesus, for your mercy. Father, tonight, Lord Jesus, come, O Lord, knowing that, Lord Jesus, where your children has already met in your name, oh Lord, you are there in your midst, Lord. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Give all the glory to you. We honor you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for all the testimonies, the Lord. We have received the weeks of worship. We give glory to you, Lord. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you once again, Lord, for grace that you have given to us, Lord. Father, we thank you for the day so far, for the week so far, Lord. Oh, our going out and coming in, Lord, you've never allowed, oh Lord, the moon, O Lord, to strike us in the night, neither the sun to beat us, Lord, in the day, O God. But, Lord, you have protected us, Lord. You've kept us in our homes, in our working places. You've kept our children, Lord. We say thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And even this evening, Lord, even as we have come to your presence, Lord, we know you have called us, Lord, and we have responded.
Amen.
And, Father, we know there is something in store for us. Oh, that's where, oh Lord Jesus, our faith anchors, that knowing the Lord, we will never come here and live the same, oh God.
Amen.
So, Father, tonight we humble ourselves.
Yes,
and,
Lord
Father,
Jesus.
We want to hear from you, Lord.
Amen.
Something
yes,
that will inspire us, oh God.
Amen.
That our utterances, Lord, will be according to what, Lord, you have will for us, Lord.
Amen.
And, Father, we commit, Lord Jesus, your word now into your hands.
Amen.
This moment, Lord, sweep over us now.
Yes,
in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Shall we be seated for a moment before we read the word of God?
Amen.
Oh, you are welcome to the house of God.
Amen.
And our present brother George, you are welcome.
Amen. Amen.
Thank the Lord you've come back. Amen. And sometimes we need to actually look at some of the testimonies that come along. Praise the Lord. And this week, we were just happy to hear our precious brother Giuseppe has gotten a real very good job.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
We will continue praying for as many that are looking for job.
Amen.
And we believe that the Lord will meet what each and everyone.
Amen.
Amen. Seeking for job. Amen. And when it comes to documents also, one of our sisters also, receive her documents, praise the Lord. We will still continue that as many, our brother Shepherd, Kwame, other people, our brother doctor here, all of them, anyone that's seeking, and Mike, praise the Lord, seeking for documents, we will continue praying.
Amen.
Amen. And then looking at, this morning I was looking at the church WhatsApp, and I saw another testimony from our sister airline going to refund their money back to them, which is not something decent done. Praise Lord. They will never refund your money to you. But this is the time God steps in what to do things for his own children. Praise the Lord. So all these testimonies, we need to what? Recount them so that it gives us what? Faith.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And then I have a testimony. Maybe you have already heard it already. Praise the Lord. Yesterday, I was going to Longford with my wife. And then something happened. Praise God. Our back tire, the whole wheel, just boom, and I saw the tire flew past my car,
hallelujah,
over a fence,
hallelujah,
fell into somebody's farm.
Amen.
And the car just jerked this way.
Thank you, Lord.
But it wasn't me. God just held the steering.
Amen.
And it was just a single road. And I had to drag this car on what? This wheel, the iron wheel, the port, the tire's gone out. So I dragged it for about, what, 200 meters, praise the Lord, to find a safe place to park the car. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. So I walked back looking for the tire. And about 200 meters, then I saw the tire far away in someone's farm. So I had to come back, go to the farm man, to tell them that my tire has fallen into its farm. Oh, my brother, there are some people that are really good people.
Amen.
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 This man took his tractor with bucket. That's a bucket, I see. And he just told me, "You just go to your car and wait for me." He went into the farm, picked the tire, came, and look at the whole situation. He said, "You hold on, I will help you to fix it back." He went back to the farm, brought some wood. He went down on his knees.
Amen.
Jacked the car, did everything.
Amen.
Put the tire.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, wonderful.
Hallelujah.
But the whole thing was that the handbrake had seized, so still it couldn't move. The man called a recovery for me, so we had to take the car back to the house. So today I came by bus, and I'll go by bus. That's why my wife is not here. Praise the Lord.
So we thank the Lord. Amen. Oh, the devil, he cannot do anything. Praise the Lord. So we thank God for all these testimonies just to prove that the Lord, he is with us. So tonight also, I'm looking at something. The last time Pastor was preaching here, he said many things, but one thing just dropped into my heart, and I said, then I have to look to it and see how we can bring it to what? To our prayer meeting tonight. Pastor said something, said, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Amen. Whatever you sow, that's what you reap. And then, so tonight, I want to title our prayer meeting, Sow in Tears. Amen. Amen. Just sow in tears. And when you sow in tears, you do what? When you sow in tears, you reap in joy. Amen. So, I looked into the scripture and I was looking at so. And then let's just read through some of the scriptures that I found just to put us on the line. Amen. So I found one in Job 4:8. He said, even as I have seen, they that plow iniquity and sow wickedness reap the same. My brother, let us run away from that. Amen. Let us run away from that. And then Psalm 126:5. He said, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Oh, that one, I love it. Amen. Let us all walk. That's our topic tonight. Let's sow in tears, and we shall reap in joy. Amen. Then I found another one in Jeremiah 4:3. He said, for thus saith the Lord to the men of Judah and Jerusalem. He said, break your fallow ground. And then he said, sow not among thorns. Amen. So this is a very good piece of advice, that don't sow among what? Thorns. Praise the Lord. And then Proverbs 22:8, almost the same the one we read in Job. He said, he that soweth iniquity shall reap vanity. Let us run away from that. Amen. Because it will never give us any good harvest. Praise the Lord. And then 2 Corinthians 9:6-9. Let's read that. 2 Corinthians 9, reading from 6. He said, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. Amen. He's telling us what? The truth. And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. So let us what? Sow what? Bountifully. So that we can what? Reap bountifully. Amen. Then verse 7, he said, every man, according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give. Amen. Whatever you purpose in your heart, you just give. And when you are giving, he said what? Not grudgingly. Amen. Or of necessity. Because of necessity, you are what? You are giving. No, sir. For God loveth what? A cheerful giver. These are all what? Sowing. Amen. Then verse 8, he said, God is able to make all grace abound towards you. You see? Look at this. God is able. God is able to make all grace abound towards you. Amen. Don't you love that? Amen. He can do it. Amen. Grace would abound towards you. Amen. Amen. That ye always having all sufficiency in all things. Amen. Grace would abound to you till you have what? everything in sufficiency all the time. Oh, praise God. All by what? When you sow in tears and may abound in to every good work, you see. And then verse 9 said, as it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, and he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So tonight, we are sowing. We are going to sow in tears. Praise the Lord. We're going to look at how we can sow in tears, because we have to bring in what? Examples, characters from the Bible to prove it. Amen. So anytime we talk about sowing, to sow, praise the Lord, a farmer comes to mind. Amen. Anytime we talk about to sow something, to sow seed, naturally, a farmer comes to mind. Amen. Amen. And then you begin to ask why a farmer would just go to a fallow ground. And then he begins to pull out. He begins to what? Root out. He begins to what? Plow. And then sow. All these things he's doing what? He's sowing in tears. Praise the Lord. Why should a farmer do that? Goes to a fallow ground. Amen. And begins to what? Clear the place. Amen. It's all because. Amen. Amen. The farmer, by faith, is looking at what? The harvest.
Amen.
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 He has what? He has confidence that there is a harvest.
Amen.
By faith, he sees it. And he knows one thing, that God's law about botany, about seed planting, will never fail as long as it has what? It has fallen onto good grounds.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The farmer knows it. So he will sow in tears by what? Sweating, clearing the grounds, plowing, doing all this. That's sowing in tears. Because he sees the harvest. By faith, that God's law will never fail. That when I put one seed here, it will yield a 60-fold, 100-fold.
Amen.
Amen. I put one seed of corn on the ground here. God's power, God's law will never fail.
Amen.
Out of that one seed, I'll get what? 60
Amen.
Seeds. I'll get 100 folds. And so by faith, he sees what? He sees the harvest.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
If only we can also by faith see something, then we can also sow in tears.
Amen.
Shall we stand to the reading of the word?
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Amen.
Yes, sir. We shall turn to Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. The same scripture last week. We haven't finished. With the second part, we are going to see it. Amen.
Amen.
Let's hear the word of God. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, for who, now listen here, who for the joy that was set before him,
Amen.
endured the cross, despising the shame. Oh, hallelujah. And he sits down at the right hand of the throne of God. Oh, Lord, we've read your word, O God. Father, bless your word. Let it be a living bread to us tonight. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Sowing tears. Yes, sir. And reaping joy. Thank you, my brother. Amen. Now look at the scripture, verse 2, where we read. He said, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Now look here closely, closely here. He said, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus saw what? He saw the joy. Amen. That was has been what placed there. Amen. Or the farmer saw the harvest. And so he endured what? The pain. Amen. Jesus saw the joy. Amen. And so endured the cross. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. 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 Praise God. Amen. The farmer saw the harvest. And so he what? He toiled and toiled and toiled because he believed God's law will never fail. Amen. The farmer saw the harvest. So he toiled. And here, our Lord Jesus Christ himself, he saw the joy. Amen. And what a joy. He saw you. You are the joy. Amen. 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 You are the future joy of him. Amen. He saw the joy. And so he endured the cross. Praise the Lord. My brother, something got to be revealed to you. You got to see something beyond the veil before you can sow in tears. Praise God. So Christ saw the joy. The farmer saw the harvest. And so you and me, when we see, when we look, what do we see? Oh, that's the answer to, that's where we got to find the answer, my brother. Something got to be revealed to us. Amen. Amen. Let's look at Job. Job looked by faith, and faith is what? By its revelation. Faith is what? Faith is revelation. Job looked, and he saw that his Redeemer liveth. Amen. Amen. Job looked and saw the resurrection. And so he said, oh, hallelujah. I don't care what the skin worm will destroy this body. I know, oh, one of these days I'll be standing on the other side and I'll see my Redeemer. And so by that, Job never. Let's read something. What is that? Job. Let's turn to Job 27. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. Job never, as we said, said he never would sin with his lips. Amen. Praise God. He sowed in tears. He went through what? Real tests. But he never. Oh, praise God. Amen. Job 27, verse 3. He said, all the while, see, all the while, my breath, as my breath is in me, and the Spirit of God is in my nostril. Amen. 4. My lips shall not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter what? Deceit. Praise the Lord. My brother, it is what? Sowing seed. Amen. 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 Sowing in tears. And then verse 6, it said, my righteousness I hold fast, and will not let it go. My heart shall not reproach me as long as I live. My brother, he said, no wonder Job said, my clothing is what? Righteousness. Do you know that Job said his clothing is righteousness? That's Job 29:14. Job 29:14 said, I put on righteousness and it clothed me. Amen.
Amen.
Job looked and saw the resurrection.
Hallelujah.
And so, anything that comes, he will never what? Utter anything against God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He knew that he is not going to die.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. You got to see, you got to get what? The same revelation. And so Christ saw the joy. The farmer saw the harvest. Job saw the resurrection. What about you, enemy? Amen.
Amen.
If you are expecting a harvest, a bountiful harvest, then something got to be revealed to you. Something got to be revealed to me. Amen. We got to see beyond the veil.
Amen.
Job saw the resurrection. And before he had this divine revelation, Job had sown something in his life. Amen. Job had sown something in his life before he got the revelation. Amen. We got to sow that same thing. The Bible says he lived what? A perfect and upright life.
Amen.
See? One that feared God. My brother, my sister, let us fear God.
Amen.
Amen. And he what? He eschewed what? Evil.
Amen.
So he had all this in what? In him. Praise God.
Amen.
That was the seed that he had sown. Amen.
Amen.
Let us also begin to what? Brethren, let us tonight use our lips to tarry for one another. See, every day I will say this thing. Amen. I will give myself to be saying this every day. That brethren, let us tarry for one another.
Amen.
Amen. Let's tarry for one another. Go down your knees. Anytime you are praying, pray for someone. God will reveal something to you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Tarry for one another.
Amen.
And the result will come.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So all these things are what? Witnesses. Clouds of witnesses. So let us what? Lay the weight. Things that weigh us down. Things that what? Easily besets us. Let's put them away. And run that race that is before us. Praise God. Looking unto what? Looking unto Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Praise the Lord. Abraham looked. Amen. Abraham also looked. And he saw what? Ah, he saw that there is no continuing city here. Amen. He saw that there was no continuing city here.
Amen.
He looked beyond what? Sodom and Gomorrah.
Amen.
And saw another city.
Amen.
Which has foundation.
Yes.
Whose builder and maker is God.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
He saw beyond Sodom. He saw beyond what? Gomorrah. And saw that city. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
My brother, what do you want to hear on earth here? Let's sow heavenly. Amen. Abraham, he said, against hope, he believed in hope. Amen.
Amen.
He was always looking at the promise. And he saw that what? He saw that he is going to be the father of many nations. He saw it. And he saw that his seed will possess the gates of the enemy.
Amen.
My brother, he saw you possessing the gates of the enemy.
Amen.
My sister, he saw you possessing the gates of the enemy.
Amen.
And so, Abraham is depending on you and me.
Amen.
Praise God. He saw it. We got to look beyond the veil. My brother, if you don't have that revelation, you cannot sow the right seed. Amen.
Amen.
You got to see something beyond the veil. Tonight, That is what we are going to look at now. Amen. For yourself, for your brother, for your sister. Amen. Tonight.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
I had to see something for my brother sitting over there.
Amen.
And it has to come to pass.
Amen.
I had to look beyond and see my sister in a different situation.
Amen.
The needs of my sister.
Amen.
I got to see it there.
Amen.
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 To bring it to pass, I got to see the need of my brother seated there. Amen.
Amen.
To bring it to pass, let's look beyond. And then you can sow the right seed.
Amen.
Because if I can see my sister beyond there with a baby on her laps, oh, yes, sir. I sow the right seed.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Mm.
Amen.
Let's sow in tears for one another.
Amen.
Let's tarry for one another, my brother, my sister. Why do we say that we are the mystic body of Christ? Look at this, my body here. My hands, my every part of the body needs one another.
Amen.
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 Abraham saw you possessing the gates. Amen. So tonight, any gates that has risen against any brother, sister here, Abraham saw you that you have possessed it. You have what? Taken down those, pulled down, destroyed all those gates.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir. Oh, Job, Jacob. Ah, let me look at time. Okay. Jacob. Let's look at Jacob. I love the way Jacob also did. To what? To sow the right seed. Amen.
Amen.
Jacob, you know what he did? He sat down and examined himself, the seed that he has sown in his life. And he saw that, there is no good harvest for me. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
That's the thing also. Tonight, we go to examine ourselves. At times, that's most important, my brother, my sister.
Amen.
Examining yourself. Since you believed, what kind of word, seed you have sown? Ask yourself, can you yield a good harvest in the end? Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Jacob sat down and saw that the seed I've sown in my life ever since, there is not going to be any good harvest for me. There's not going to be any good harvest. So one day, he said, all what he had acquired, through his dubious means and everything, he said, get away from me now. Go. Praise the Lord. Sent all of them over the brook. And the Bible says he was left alone.
Amen.
My brother, tonight, if you need to what? Examine yourself tonight. Examine and find out whether the seed that you have sown, if it is not the right seed, it is not going to give you what? A good harvest. Send all of them out tonight.
Amen.
And be alone with your God tonight.
Amen.
Say, Lord, I don't need them anymore. I want to be alone with you. And wrestle with him.
Amen.
He will change every situation as he changed the name of what? Jacob. And bless him. So Jacob, what did he do? He saw that he wasn't going to what? He wasn't going to harvest anything good. And so he said, all the things I've acquired through my own dubious means and other things, all go beyond the brook. And Jacob was left alone. Amen. And he was looking unto whom? He was looking unto Christ, the author and finisher of his life. Amen. Say, now, Lord, I'm alone with you now. Wrestled with him till he said, bless me. Lord, bless me. Change my life. And from there, every seed that Jacob sowed was what? Was the right seed. Amen. Amen. So tonight, if you had to go Jacob's way, go Jacob's way. Praise the Lord. If you had to go look into the life of your brother, your sister. Oh, tonight, my brother, that's why we are here tonight. He said, why not tonight examine what you have sown? Would they bring good returns in the harvest? Why don't you send them away from you tonight, all that you have through the flesh acquired? Why don't you tonight root out and pull down and destroy and throw down anything that is what? Contrary to the word of God. If there is any lusting spirit, just cast them out. Amen. Because tonight you got to see something. Tonight I have to see that what? I am an overcomer. Amen. Tonight I hope to see my sister Patience, my sister Lily. It's on my book. It's here, written here. Amen. Amen. Tonight, I got to see my sister Patience. I got to see my sister Lily with 7 children upon their laps as Hannah. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Amen.
And it is here also. When I look, I see my brother George, brother Mike, with good jobs, as we have recently had a testimony from him. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Mike Bonso, I'm talking about you because I was praying for you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir.
Amen.
And then I saw here, I wrote, is here. And when I look, I saw my brother's shepherd, Kwame, Micah, over there. Oh, with their documents, as the Lord has done recently for someone else.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. My brother, Jesus saw the joy.
Amen.
And so he did what? He endured the cross.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
The farmer saw the harvest, and so he toiled. Abraham, oh, he saw beyond Sodom and Gomorrah, and saw what? That there is no continuing city here. He saw that city which has foundation, whose builder and maker is Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. And Job, he saw the resurrection, that he will never die. So what tonight are you going to see? My brother, you got to see something, a revelation tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Something that you are going to say that will have to come to pass.
Amen.
How many believe that?
Amen.
Oh, God bless you.
Amen.
You got to say something tonight for yourself, for your family, for your brother, for your sister, that this is what I see.
Amen.
This is what I see.
Amen.
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 And tonight, Lord, I sow that seed tonight. And it has to bring what? A 60-fold and 100-fold.
Amen.
Amen. I'm sowing that seed in tears tonight, Lord. I'm sowing it, oh Lord, in tears, in prayer tonight. For my brother, for my sister, for the church, for my children, for myself.
Amen.
I see them. It is there. It is there, my brother, my sister.
Amen.
Faith is what? substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But you see it that it is there. Praise God. Yeah. That is faith. Faith is a revelation that it has been revealed to you that this is how it's going to happen. Amen. Amen. Tonight, how many believe that?
Amen.
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 The Lord is here tonight.
Amen.
To prove his word. As long as my brother, my sister, you tell the Lord, Lord, tonight, I'm sowing this in tears. I'm sowing this in tears. This is the way how I see my brother. This is the way how I see my children. This is the way how I see myself. Praise God.
Amen.
Then it has to come to pass. Because your faith. Your faith. Amen. He's seated at what? What did he say? He said, he is what? Seated at what? Now, he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Doing what? The scripture we read. He said, he's at the right hand of the throne of God. Doing what? Waiting for your own confession.
Amen.
To bring it to pass. Oh, praise God. Your confession, he's waiting for it. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, I'm waiting for a doctor to come one Sunday to come and give his testimony. I don't want to say it. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's come here, he has received what he's looking for.
Amen.
But we still need to what? To push it. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, the Lord God is doing his work amongst his children, my brother. It's only when you are not in, then you don't see it. But if you are in, you see God moving.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. If you are in, you see God moving.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
All the musicians start coming. Tonight, you got to look and see something. Say, Lord, this is what I see. This is what I see. Amen. This is what has been revealed to me. I can see this. Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
I can see it. I can see it. My brother, you see, people don't bring their requests here. Oh, no way. God knows your request. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So as long as what? It has been spoken that tonight, we are going to what? We are seeing it. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus saw the joy, and so he sowed in tears. Praise the Lord. He saw the joy. Amen. Abraham, he saw that city. The farmer sees the harvest. That's why. You see, he's not a foolish man. He's not what? Crazy. To be just clearing what? Grounds and plowing and doing all those things. He's not crazy. He has gotten a revelation of the harvest that God never fails. Because it is his law that when you plant, it what? It will yield many folds. Why don't you plant tonight? Amen. Why don't you plant? That was the scripture we read in Jeremiah. He said, after you've pulled down, you've uprooted, you have destroyed, and you have done everything. He said what? Plant and build. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We've got to do it, my brother. You have cleared the world, the grounds, and you have not planted anything. Sow something tonight, my brother. So that it yields in many folds. Sow something tonight, my brother. Sow in tears. By faith, look beyond the veil and see. Oh, something, and claim it for your brother. Claim it from your sister. Claim it for yourself. Claim it for your children. Oh, praise God. the Lord God to answer. And I believe he has already answered our prayer.
Amen.
Oh, how many believe that?
Amen.
Oh, give me something so that I just begin to kick my legs. Oh, yes, sir. Amen.
Hallelujah, he's an answering God. Amen. Hallelujah, he's an answering God.
Hallelujah, he's an answering God.
Oh,
and I pray
in Jesus' name.
And by faith, the answer came.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, he's an answering God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's
an answering God. Hallelujah. He's an answering God.
Hallelujah,
he's an answering God.
Oh, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
oh, he's an answering God. Oh, hallelujah,
hallelujah, he's an answering God.
Oh,
when I pray in Jesus' name. The answer came.
Answering God. Tonight he is here, and even before we open our mouths, oh, to say this is what we see, he has already known what you have seen already.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And we are going to sow those things in tears. Amen. Amen. Through prayer, through faith, believing that he is an answering God.
Amen.
Oh, can you give us another song again? We need to more warmth through praises.
Oh,
that there is warmth here. Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, we need real warmth.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Amen. To kick off. We are singing song, faith in the Jehovah, faith in demons. Oh, my. When you have to shout and say, demons, how to what? How to take flee?
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Oh, yes. What song again? As we now prepare to pray, we call the power
in the name of the Lord. Oh, those things and pray, we can all be here.
If we agree together tonight,
God of her hand,
come pull out of me. Whatever we bind on earth,
who shall become heaven? At the name of Jesus, who said, I
have to flee. Defeated, my brother. Oh, that will end on. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, we got the
power. Power, the power.
Yes, yes. I have it. You have it. Tonight, we bring the power. Oh, my brother, my my sister, we have already got the power. Amen. I believe that it is here. Praise God. It is already in you. As the prophet said, amen. We don't pray for power. The power already is in us. But the faith to use that power. And so now, let's lift up our faith and use that power. Let's use our faith, which is a revelation, and begin to say, I have seen this. Lord, this is what I've seen about my brother. This is what I've seen about my sister. This is what I've seen about my children. Oh, praise God. And now it has to come to pass. Oh, let us now use that faith now tonight. My brother, and what have you seen? What have you seen? Now tell the Lord, I'm sowing what I've seen tonight in tears, in prayer. I'm sowing it tonight, Lord, and believe in the Lord Jesus. What I have seen will surely come to pass. Because faith is a substance of things hoped for, an evidence of things not seen. Oh, yes, that's what I'm seeing tonight. Lord, I can see it. I see it far over there. That my brothers that are seeking for jobs. Oh, I can see them, Lord, with their jobs. Oh, they've been called, oh, to take up jobs. They've been called to take up jobs. Oh, I see, Lord, my brothers, my sisters, that are looking for documents. I can see them, Lord, oh, with their documents in their hands. Because, Lord, already you have proved to us. I can see my brother, my sister. Oh, yes, I can see, Lord. I can see children.
Let your spirit, Lord, meet with us, even when we come again amidst thine house. Father, Lord, and let, Lord, thine word, Father, be ministered, Lord, that, Lord, Father, the same word we heard today, we will hear it on Saturday, Lord, to the God. Father, you build us, keep us now. You help us. You continue to sustain us, O God. And when all is quiet, Lord, when we are away from here, may we, Lord, be sensitive, Lord, Father, to your Holy Spirit, Lord, when it will put us, Lord, Father, to separate ourselves, Lord, and go into, Lord, Father, a place of hiding, Lord, where we can, Lord, oh, Father, speak with you, Lord, Father. Let us, Lord, Savior, do so. Let us, Lord, Father, Lord God, be hard and stubborn, Lord. Give us your grace. Give us your mercy.
Then the Lord put forth his hands and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, Behold, I've put my word in thy mouth. See, I've set thee this day over the nations, over the kingdoms, to root out, to pull down and destroy and throw down, and then to build and to plant. Lord, tonight, we have done it according to your word, God. And we believe that, Lord Jesus, according to your word, you said you've put off your hand to touch our mouth. So we believe that, Lord, tonight, it is your hands that has touched our mouths, which have told us, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. And so every word that, Lord, we have uttered tonight, Lord, has never been our own word. It has been your word that we have put upon our mouths to build and to plant and to sow. Sow in tears. Lord, you saw the joy. And you endure the cross. The farmer saw the harvest and sowed in tears. Job saw the revelation and he said, I will never die. Lord, we believe, O God, that same revelation that Job saw, oh, the resurrection. We believe in the name of Jesus Christ that even every dead condition, things that, Lord, look so dead, doctors have said it is dead, Lord, Faith says it is alive. So tonight, Lord Jesus, we've sown those seeds, O God, through prayer, through tears. And Father, we know that, Lord, your law of replenishing will never fail. As we have sown the seed, O God, we know that your dews of grace will fall upon them, O God, and bring them unto 60-fold and 100-fold, because that is your law. Father, we have planted this seed upon good grounds. We've not sown them among stones, among thorns, among doubts. But Lord, our faith is anchored upon the promise. And so, Lord Jesus, when we look what we have seen today, Lord, we have sown them as seed, O God. And then, Lord Jesus, let your dew now fall upon them and bring them, Lord Jesus, unto fruition, O God. The Lord will come back holding them as heaps and wave them as testimony to the glory of your name. Yeah. Father, that's our faith tonight. The Lord, what have been spoken, it is your hands upon our mouths. It is your word that you have put upon our mouths. It's never our own words, Lord. And Father, one thing we know, that your word will never return to you void. It will go and accomplish. It will go and establish. And so, Lord, now that is what, Lord, you have expected us to do, and we have done it, O God, through faith, believing that, Lord Jesus, this hour, even every request has been answered. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for what you have done for us tonight. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And God richly bless you, brethren. Oh, yes. Listen again. The Lord tonight, he said, I have put my hands upon your mouth. Amen. And I've put the words upon your lips. Praise God. And so what we have spoken, what our utterances have been, it has never from us. It's from him, God himself. What he will for us is what we have spoken. And the seed that has been sown, that law is what is true. And it will never fail. The seed on a good ground, grace, dews will fall upon them. And it will yield in many folds. In Jesus' name, amen. That's where my faith is anchored. That's where your faith is anchored. And as long as we are the mouth of two and three witnesses, let the word of God be established, which is true in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Oh, yes. It is done. It is done. Praise God.
See the results of this meeting, but we are believing, for we have seen, Lord, when we climbed upon the top of the word tonight, we've seen, Lord, the answer to prayer, Lord, to the many questions that your people have. And we are encouraged once again tonight, Lord, to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, to believe, Lord, on the things that you are persuading us in our hearts. How we have believed, Lord, even for our sister Lily. Lord, we have believed for our sister Patience. Lord, we have believed for our brother Ben. Lord, we have believed for our brother Mike. We have believed for our brother George. Every other person that is in here, Lord, we have believed, Lord, for it is your word that we have believed. It is not our word. For you said, Lord, Father, that you will give the desire of our hearts that our joys may be fulfilled. Lord, and we are believing on that tonight. These are the desires of our hearts. Lord, there are many other unspoken desires. How there are people standing in this place that are desiring to know you more and closer, Lord. I pray that you would also answer their prayer, Lord. There are people here, Lord, desiring, oh God, that they may be used of you, Lord. Father, to find a seeking soul somewhere. Lord, I pray that you give them enough grace, Lord, to be obedient unto thy will, and that they may do so as you bid them. Let it be, O God, that as we go from this place, Lord, that we would be standing on a higher ground, Lord, a place, a sure stone, Father, that we would not be moved by the enemy. Father, we want to thank you, Father, for our brother Maxwell. Lord, there are many, many people that have perished on the roads through similar accidents. But Lord, we thank you that you preserved his life. We ask, Father, Lord, that you would continue to watch over him and keep him safe, Lord. Please be merciful, Lord, and restore even the car that we may see it once again. Father, we pray, Father, for our brother Andrew and brother Greg as they travel on Friday. Lord, that you go with them, Father. And Lord, may they bring your word to the people there, Lord, and that your name will be glorified in the meetings. We pray also for our brother Maliko as he comes on Saturday. Father, be with him, Lord, and give him a word in season. Father, that he may minister to your people, Lord, and that we may believe, oh God. Grant him grace, Lord, and bless his family, Lord. Father, Lord, we commit ourselves to you until we meet together here on Saturday. Father, we ask your grace, Lord, and we pray that the meetings, Lord, on the weekend, Father, you will be glorified in them, O God. Be with us, Father, as we depart. We commit ourselves to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.